Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't think it comes back for a game seven. I think they take care of business. I think Jalen Brunson is going to have an incredible game. And I also think that Josh Hart breaks out of this funk. He cannot be as bad as he's been. I think this is going to be a Josh Hart game. And I think the Knicks win in six. And Joel Embiid will just, you saw how dead he was in the fourth quarter in game five. He's going to be even more dead in this game.
I will say this in regards to Josh Hart. It's what we're talking about. It's just the shooting.
Yeah, it's like this,
the long-range shooting we're talking about. Everything else, he's still doing fine. Every now and again, he gets a little helter-skelter. If he gets in front of the team and wants to pass the ball ahead, sometimes he'll throw it away. But it's all because he's got energy. So I'm not – my thing about him is just he's got to knock down a couple threes sooner or later. Can't be continuing to throw up bricks, but he still plays defense, still gets offensive rebounds, still, you know, makes steals and makes it difficult on whoever he's covering. So I'm not my thing is just with him. It's just the shooting the last two games has been, I don't know. It's like had he ever played professional basketball before? You know, that's why I hope he's out there shooting today and pregame shoot around and everything. Move around the court, get a lot of shots off. You know, catch and shoot kind of stuff in pregame warm up, just to find his game again.
Sean Morash is awake, believe it or not, before 10 a.m. and he joins us down because we have a couple questions about what the hell's going on with this trip down to Philadelphia. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good. So what is the deal? So originally, from what we could deduce, because we didn't hear the whole conversation, Evan and Lugauer said, or Evan said he'll take him to game six about a week ago. Now there is going to be a game six, and they're going to be sitting somewhere in the upper deck in the corner. And you and Tiki are now going as well, but where are you sitting?
We're sitting in a suite.
Okay.
I don't do peasant seats anymore.
Okay, so
whose suite is it, by the way?
I'm not going to reveal that, but when you get to know Tiki Barber, obviously he has some friends. So I'm just rotting. I'm going to be, again, the least important person in a room.
So you can't reveal whose suite it is?
Yeah, full disclosure, he pitched like three different people he knew that had a suite there, all of which famous, so I don't know which one it is, to be honest with you.
All right.
It's not Saquon's suite, is it?
I would never step foot in that filth.
All right. So the other thing that we need to know is some caller said that you guys are taking the train back?
No. Okay. My wife pitched that idea to me, but the train price was like $200 more. No, I'm driving down and getting as many Wawa sandwiches to and from as I can.
Okay. So you're going to be driving down. So you're not all going together?
No, it's me and Loogie. I got to pick him up in Kew Gardens in about 2 hours. We're going together.
Okay. And Evan and Tiki are going together, or this is going to be like a caravan of three different cars?
No, three different cars. Evan is actually probably already on the road because he needed to get down there by 12:30 to fill out his Met scorecard to keep score of the Met game down.
Oh, my God. All right.
Tiki needed to leave late to feed his two new ferrets.
All right, so you've got all you guys going in different cars, sitting in different places. So you're going to be rooting for the 76ers, right?
No, I'm rooting for chaos, yes. I want to root for Lugauer to sweat.
Okay, all right, very good. But are you going to be like over the top?
Because I hate all the Philly teams too. I'm actually going to sit in a suite and watch two teams I hate with all my vile.
Okay.
Free food, though.
Yeah.
Of course. But yes. We'll have free food all night if we're going with Tiki, even after dinner. So.
Yes. All right, so you're doing the show. I feel like I'm the dog here back in the day because I need to know the logistics of this.
Exactly. All right, so you're driving down. Who's driving where? You're taking what road? Are you using Waze or Google Maps?
All right, so let me get this right. You're doing the show from IP in Philadelphia. Then right. You guys are going to the game. And then you're yep. driving all the way back home after the game? Are you going to drive to the radio station and sleep, or what's going on?
Out of pocket, paid for a hotel for me and Boogie. I'm not dealing with driving back. I want to have a couple drinks, not worry about it. I'll drive to the studio tomorrow morning.
Okay, so two rooms, one room.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
One room, two beds, and Evan can get home at 4 a.m. and Tiki the same.
Okay, so those guys are going to go all the way home, sleep, and then get up and come back into the radio station.
Correct. Yeah. Plus, I think Loogie thought there might be some Nick parties on the street outside Wells Fargo he wanted to be a part of and not get right on the road.
Okay, and then you're going to go from that situation, the hotel that you're staying with Lugauer, come back to the radio station, do the show, and then go to White Eagle Hall for us at night on Friday?
That is right. I am leaving my house in 2 hours, and I won't see it again until essentially Saturday morning.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a guy that's committed to the radio station. I appreciate that, Sean. That's called work ethic.
You're right, Boomer. You're right. And 100%. I went out, by the way, went out on Sunday and supported your charity as well because I knew Big Zoo was failing you.
And Boomer, very appreciative of that. If you missed the thank yous, I said
thank you to you. So just calm down.
I'm not looking for thank yous.
All right.
Congrats on a long run at CBS too, pal.
Oh, thank you. So let me ask you this other question. You said that Tiki's taking you guys out to dinner.
Well, he doesn't know he's taking us out to dinner, but we will be going out to dinner.
All right. Okay. So he doesn't know that yet?
Well, he knows we're going out to dinner. He doesn't know he's taking us out to dinner.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess you shouldn't say, but are you staying at least in a somewhat nice hotel when you come back here?
I'm not coming back there soon. I'm staying in a hotel in Philly.
Oh, you're staying in a hotel in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. I was confused. I thought you were coming back here.
And it's not going to be, a Red Roof Inn, put it that way.
Okay. All right, good. All right, now just I feel better about this.
I'm afternoon Sean now, Gio.
Yes. All right, very good. Thanks for clarifying all of that. Make sure you hug your daughters and your wife and say, I'll see you Saturday morning after I spend the night in Philadelphia and then go to Jersey City to be a human chicken cutlet. And I'll be home after all of that.
Looking forward to the breadcrumbs, gentlemen.
All right, very good. That's Sean Morash of the Evan Tiki and Morash Show. That was like giving me, like, I couldn't figure out how the hell they were doing all of that, so now I feel better about it. So I got my score. I got the Knicks, 111, Sixers, 95. That's what I said, right? 95.
All right, that's Narpian touching the money right there.
What are you talking about?
You just touched the money. Wow. You're saying the Knicks are going to win, and you gave a score.
So
and
what?
You got them losing by 17 points.
No, I'm good. They're fine. Not worried about it at all.
Okay.
I am not the mythical nature of these things. Now, if you're someone who's actually in the series, that's different. Like Joel Embiid guaranteeing a victory, that's bad because he was down.
Well, I mean, that's your take on it. That's not my take on it.
Well, okay. Well,
and you're allowed to have your take on it. I'm not saying you can have your take on it. I'm not going to call you Malloy Mush or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But you were supremely confident for game number 5.
Yeah, I know. And they blew it and they should have won.
I'm
going to say the player of the game. Like, I know Brunson's an easy one. I'm going to say this is Josh Hart's going to come out with a big vengeance today. Josh Hart is going to have a huge game tonight. Josh Hart's going to hit some threes. He's going to go over his points. Josh Hart, who do you think? You think DiVincenzo?
I'll say that, yeah, because I'm picking him over on the three-pointers. But okay. I think that he's got to have, like, you know, between 12 and 16 points or maybe even more than that. And he's got to be on tonight.
Okay, so this is other than Brunson, because we could say Brunson, whatever.
Yeah, we all know that.
The guy who, like, really puts them over the top if Brunson even still has a big game. I got Josh Hart. You got Dante DiVincenzo. Does Precious Achiuwa get in the game?
I hope so.
No. Yes or no? I'm going to say no, he does not.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Okay, on Precious. Boy, if he doesn't, we know what we're opening with.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. He's going to get in the game either because of an injury or because of foul trouble, which is what happened in game four. And he was a difference maker when he was on the court. I want him on the court in certain spots where these other guys need a breather and where his energy will take over and he will bring something to the team in a positive nature like he did in game four. That's all.
That's true. And he did do it down in Philadelphia, so that's a good sign as well. So you're not predicting a win or a loss or anything.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do it?
No.
All right, fine. I wonder if there's... all right, and then Maxey over under the 26 points that it was before. What do you think?
I think it's going to be over.
Yeah, so do I. Okay. There you go. Couple predictions for you.